We love to send texts. Been doing it for decades. However, that doesn't mean we've been doing it well.
There are a lot of people out there who really struggle to get across what they mean.
Lizzie Post is co-president of Emily Post, a family business specializing in etiquette since 1922. She is the great-great-granddaughter of Emily Post, famous for being the voice on proper manners back in the day.
All right, so what are some of the text etiquette rules, or texticate rules, if you will?
One of the big overarching points that we often tell people is to not send negatively surprising news, like a relative had died.
Prioritize pleasure. Don't send those long paragraph texts. Stop it. Don't.
Post warns about a long paragraph text and also about sending multiple text messages in a row.
Where you send the list of thoughts in like 6, 7, 8 different individual text messages because you've now just pinged that person's phone 6, 7, 8 times. I mean, you're blowing up their phone.
Another text etiquette tip, always be mindful about how soon you get back to someone.
I think right now a lot of people are taking a really long time to respond. It's okay to nudge someone again if you want to. I personally stop nudging after a few nudges.
And be aware of text anxiety. Ellen Hendrickson is a clinical psychologist.
Anxiety makes us jump to the worst case scenario. So when we see the dot, 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 and then it disappears, most likely someone with social anxiety will think they don't want to talk to me or I said something wrong.
And then what about what Steve Inskeep constantly texts me 24/7? All those emojis.
Here's Hendrickson.
The meaning of emojis seems to shift under our feet. I know the thumbs up symbol for older people means just that, means affirmative. But for younger people can be passive aggressive or sarcastic.
I'm kind of thumbs down on all emojis in reality. But here's one last rule from Lizzie Post.
If you're angry about something, that's a really good time to not use your thumbs, take a deep breath, and try to find the time to have a conversation with someone.